Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed, "I found nirvana! I win!" They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates set to join us, television affiliates, and everybody else in between. We got a full house here this evening. Paul Bovey's going to step up and in and insult us. We've got James Young breaking down the NBA Summer League. We got the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, ready to rock. Scottish Open. Let's do this thing. 18 holes. Let's rock. How you doing, Cam?
Yeah, 18 holes, Gabe, 18 shots. Yeah, I got a flurry of picks for you now and on the radio program at midnight. I'm Jack for the Scottish Open. Should be a lot of fun. And, yeah, great tennis today with Nadal. That guy's an absolute animal. Afternoon baseball, you said it, buddy. We got everything for everybody.
This is a monster game for the Toronto Blue Jays now. You know, the losing streak has continued through Tampa. They lost, and now they lost again last night. They just can't break through. Bo Bichette with a monster home run. This is an absolutely positively have to win baseball game. The Seattle Mariners are waiting later in the week. Wimbledon, we'll get into some Wimbledon. Paul Bovey, I saw Paul Bovey tweeting, saying that today's tennis players suck and they don't hold, they couldn't hold a Wilson racket next to the old school guys. Just kidding. Paul Bovey was praising Rafael Nadal. So we'll see what Paul Bovey has to say about Wimbledon. NHL draft a little more than 24 hours away right now in Montreal. We did a video with five best bets. There's been a lot of live movement. The numbers are going all over the place. I've never seen as much action on an NHL draft before, but there's never been as many options on an NHL draft before. But when it comes to draft betting, it's a lot like F1. Like, it's hard for me. Like, Cam, I do video. I do a pick video every Saturday. The lines have changed already. It's too late.
For sure.
Like, if you're betting the draft, like, you're not betting. It's not a game. It's not like the Super Bowl. Well, okay, I got 10 minutes to kick off. No. The draft numbers move like a stock market ever since they've been posted. They go up, they go down, they go all around. And now people are starting to get locked in what they think the final picks are going to be. But I dug in pretty deep here, and I put my money where my mouth was. I bet all five of these. We're loaded up on Shane Wright, so we'll get you caught up to date with some of the other numbers. Paul Bovey will not have any NHL draft prop picks for us, but he will have some WNBA action, as will Coach Young. So listen, last night on the show, we gave you the Oklahoma City Thunder minus the points. Chet Holmgren made his NBA Summer League debut. Set an all-time summer league record. Nobody has ever had six blocks in one game before. And after the game, when he was told, they said, you just set an NBA summer league record. Nobody's ever had six blocks in a game before. He goes, really? He goes, that's it? That's all? That was six? Really? That's it? And he was genuinely surprised. He goes, he said, really? I just broke the record, huh? And without missing a beat, he goes, I'll break this record again. Without missing a beat, he goes, I'll break this record again. He wasn't even like, yeah, I got six. He had 23 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 6 blocks. And I got to tell you what, You know you're badass when Kevin Durant tweets you after your first summer league game saying, I see you. I think KD's happy that Chet Holmgren's wearing Kevin Durant's shoes, though. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Redzi. We're kicking it. We got the Rage Reddit Cam Stewart here. Paul Bowlby's going to join us in a couple of moments. We got NBA Summer League action coming up. I'm fired up for this. We cashed our Summer League ticket last night with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I'll tell you what, they're playing the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. And Memphis are another one of these franchises that are loaded with young talent. And they've got three G League players playing on their Summer League team. They got Kennedy Chandler, who just signed a contract, playing on the Summer League team from Tennessee. They've got a good Summer League team. But they were in a battle last night. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City rolled. They're playing at 7 o'clock Eastern time. And you know what we're going back to? Man, we're going to get giddy with it. I was getting giddy with it in a regular season. I got Josh Giddey on the court here in a Summer League game. And it's pretty clear that nobody's going to be able to stop Chet Holmgren. Like, at least in the Summer League. I would take, if there was futures, Cam, I would take the Oklahoma City Thunder to win this thing. Like, they've got like 3 7-footers on the floor right now in the Summer League. And in regular season, whatever. You know what I mean, it's going to be a little bit different and you'll have real players on the court, but they're playing against other kids and other G Leaguers and stuff. And they're better. Chet Holmgren's not in the G League. He was the second pick. He should have been the top pick in the draft. I like them tonight. Futures. They're minus -3.
8-1 for Oklahoma City, Gabe, to win it all. FanDuel's posted Summer League odds right now.
They listened to us after our crying last night, maybe.
Detroit plus +750. Oklahoma 8-1. Wow. Brooklyn 12. Memphis 12. Portland 12. Indiana 14. Orlando 14. Philly 14. Golden State 23. Yeah, Oklahoma City's in the two hole right now, and I agree with you. I think they're the team I would look at to win the Summer League championship. I like them a lot.
So where is it under here? I'm looking at Summer League.
Under.
All right, there we go.
So go championship under the games. It has the futures there. Summer League champion 2022.
Yep. I guess, you know what? Oh, you know why we were complaining? We were complaining about, we should note, we were bitching. The tournament hasn't started yet in Vegas. These are like the Utah ones and the San Francisco ones and everything. Like, there's actually multiple. There used to be one in Orlando. There's multiple summer leagues. Like, there's mini ones. Like, some of these teams will have a mini tournament before they go to Vegas. Like, Memphis. Like, Memphis or, like, they, some teams will have different rosters and stuff. But, all right, so we got futures posted.
We do.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. Sports.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Grid.com.
We're kicking it here. It's game time decisions. I've got Bob Marley brand headphones. They're very, very good, but it's like they're stoned on their own. Like, they do weird things. They get tangled up. Like, I'm sitting here. I'm like, what the hell's going on with this thing? I think it's made out of hemp, actually, but I wouldn't recommend smoking it. But quality headsets, Bob Marley brand, and all natural made, and very, very good. Like, it's got, they're good. They're not like, they're not super expensive, but they're not super cheap. I don't know. I think they're like $30 or $40 or something only. All right, we got Paul Bowlby kicking it with us right now. Parts unknown. What's going on, Paul? How you doing tonight?
Yeah, everything's good, Gabe. How you guys doing? By the way, I have a golf pick today. Cam, I know you got a flurry. I'm coming in with one. I'm coming in strong, and I'll clue you in a few minutes. So I'm just letting you know. I wear a lot of hats over here. We'll have some WNBA, we'll have some baseball, and we're going to zero in on that golf play, which is going to take it in, take down the money at 28-1.
What about the NHL draft, CFL, NBA Summer League? A lot of stuff going on, Paul.
I know, but I leave that part of it to the degenerate weasels. So you guys just take it from there, and I'll just follow.
All right, we've got five NHL draft prop picks for you if you want to cash in and make some money. Why don't you start off with the golf? What's your big at 28-1? I can kind of guess who it's going to be. Here, for the record, I got one guy myself that I picked, and it was Jordan Spieth. He's in that price range. The other guy in that price range that is a dangerous player, Mr. Burns, as well. Who do you have, Paul?
I'm going with Will Zalatoris. Look, the guy was second in the Masters. He hasn't broken through yet. He's lost a couple tough playoffs, but I think he's poised to break through. I think out of the last eight, he's been in the top six. Last eight, top six, six times. Three top five finishes of late, and I just think he's poised, 26 years old, and it just might be the time for him. 28, I believe. So I'm going with Will, plus 2866 as of a few minutes ago, and I'm looking to cash.
How much did you put on it, 5,000?
No, Gabe, come on.
I thought you were confident.
$5,000. That's great.
No. I'm not looking to make a life-changing score here, but I'm looking, I'd be very happy with $300 or $400. So far I put $300.
Oh yeah.
I might add. See, the fact that you guys didn't
look, $150 pays $5,000 essentially. So that's pretty, that's a nice hit right there. You put $100, yes. You know what I mean? Look, yeah, $150 gets you about nearly $5,000 back.
Exactly. You're not gonna complain about that. So I might add 100 to it, but I'm happy with the 300 I have.
See,
right,
I like
now
his style, Cam. He doesn't have 22 picks. He's coming in one guy, Will Zalatoris. Boom.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Stamping it down.
I would do this though. I don't want to sound like, I'm just saying if you could each weigh him and get him top six, Paul, because he has a tendency, as you mentioned, second in his last major. When Matt Fitzpatrick won, he lost in a playoff to Justin Thomas in the one before that. Like, I love Zalatoris, Paul. I almost have to bet him this week because I take him all the time. But I like Morikawa in that price range. But, I would look also if you could find it each way, Paul, because golf's tough. One guy wins the tournament, and if he came second again, it would probably break your heart. And knowing Zalatoris, he'll be in the mix. Who knows?
Yeah, and you know what? There's always the head-to-heads, and maybe I'll grab him in the first round and, just cover myself just in case. As you say, he just craps out in the later round. So let's see what happens. But I wish you guys luck because I know this is your specialty, Cam, so I'm sure you're going to do well.
Thank you. Hope so. I need it. Watching the Blue Jays the last few days, please, yes. Need a golf
Paul, that for sure Will Zalatoris is this guy. And with the numbers you get, although the golf hipsters are on to him, but he's one of these guys that you got to believe he is going to win a major at some point. So it's almost worth it just to bet on him every time from here on out. You got to bite the bullet. It's kind of frustrating, but if you're getting him at 25, listen, this is not a major. We're not saying Scottish Open's a major. But with the Open coming up, I think he's worth a shot. Well, you know what I mean? With the last major later. I mean, Cam, if you're getting him at 20-1, 25-1, it's sort of like I said, although it didn't work. I came close. When Matt Ryan got drafted, I said, Matt Ryan will win a Super Bowl. And when they made it, I was all in with the Falcons and all that. They were up 28-3. Mm-hmm. My prophecy was close to happening. But there's a lot of guys where you just sort of know. I sort of feel that way about Luka, but I'm not so sure Cuban's going to be able to put him over the top, Paul. But if you just bet on Will Zalatoris in every major moving forward, you're going to cash probably in the next, five, eight of them type thing. Got to believe he wins, Cam, in the next year or two. And if he doesn't, then whatever, you got to write him off.
We'll get to the other sports.
This year or next year, then you got to move on.
The reason why is, too, as you know, the Masters is a tournament for guys who usually have a lot of history, like Tiger Woods and older guys play well there. Well, he finished second at the Masters, too. Him and Cam Smith came in there hot, like a bullet, right out of there. And if he's already done that well in a course that has many nuances, U.S. Open, PGA Championship. Actually, Gabe, this is interesting, though, this week, because I'll see how Zalatoris, he hasn't played a total, a fescue Scottish golf, kind of a links game. I don't know what it is, but I'll tell you one thing is ball striking is impeccable. And when you play links golf, you need to do one thing. You have to know to flight the ball in the wind. You got to hit low penetrating bullets. And the thing is, it's actually easier for putting his weakness because the greens are slower. It evens up the field. So guys that have a putting advantage, it kind of gets equaled. So I would look for Zalatoris to do well.
I think he's in the mix. My guy's going to be Jordan Spieth this week, another great links player. And Spieth seems to have a tendency of winning the week before majors. I'm telling you, he did it earlier this year, and he's done it in the past. I just like his game here. I think it's worthy odds. One thing I've learned, I brought it up yesterday, Paul, earlier in the week, like golf, man, This is why I don't play like a million guys and stuff like that, because it's almost like NASCAR, man. It's like, it's so erratic, right? Like you could, like, you know, we said last week, oh, there's no way this guy, like put it like Webb Simpson was favored in the tournament. What was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, Cam? He was favored in the tournament. Remember at like 10 to 1, 12 to 1. He didn't make the cut.
Miscut.
He didn't make the cut.
Hadwin last week, Gabe, one of the favorites, miscut. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's
golf. And I took Webb Simpson saying, oh, how does he not finish in the top 10? He's 10 to 1 to win the tournament. He's going to dominate these guys. Didn't make the cut, Paul. Right? So, like, it's the thing with golf. It's just so, so erratic. So, it's almost like when when people have played to me, when you're playing, like, oh, I'm going to play like 8 golfers. I don't know. It's like buying $100,000 worth of lottery tickets and thinking you have a better chance.
But it's just sort of what I look at. No, I understand. You do play 8, though. To Paul's earlier thought, Gabe, you got to win your matchup bets. And that's where you can find a guy who's cold in a matchup bet or doesn't play well in a certain thing. If you win those, you could do well. But you're right. Even the top 20s, you could have a guy in second place. Look what happens. Cantlay shoots a 78 or whatever on Sunday. He goes from second to 28th. It could happen like that. That's the thing. None of these top 10s and 20s cash when a guy gags, too. That happens all the time.
I like betting on golf. I don't have a problem with it. But I bet, like, I go pretty hard on other sports and stuff. Like, I got my teeth knocked out, man, at Silverstone this past week. Same thing, man. It's erratic, bro. It's like, oh, yeah, George Russell. George Russell is finished. There's been 9 races in the F1 year. George Russell's been in the top 6.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Top 5, excuse me. His top 6 is in the points, but like top 6 is the bet. But he's been top 5 in all 9 races. So I put like $480 on it. It's his home track. I'm like, wow, he's top 5 every week. How is he not going to be top 5? You know how he's not going to be top 5? If there's a big crash at the start of the race and George Russell, being a big humanitarian, decides to get out of his car to go see if the guy's all right, then his car stalled and he got kicked out of the race.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time sentence continues. I am Morency, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. Paul Bovey joining us from parts unknown right now. No fancy paintings, no Andy Warhols, no 5-star hotel rooms, nothing but a wall tonight. Nothing but a wall. Inconspicuous Bovey this evening. You know what it is, Paul, though? Like Formula One racing, it's a lot like any racing. And I find golf to be in the same sort of chaos of racing, in which it's so chaotic and things can change. Like you said, Cam, a guy can miss a shot and go from 6th place to 23rd place. There's just, or you can't control it. You're playing along and you hear the crowd cheering at the other end and some people pass you. You know how many times I've had top 20s and I finished 21st this year? Like all the time. Like it's like I get bumped out by a shot at the end. It's like, he was just 13th with a hole left. How is he 21st now? I'm like, what happened? Like, I mean, boom. NASCAR's like that where you're betting. You turn away for a minute. There's a crash. It's like, oh, he's out. Like I took a guy at NASCAR. Like I said, dude, the F1 race, I put $1,200 in props, which I don't normally do. Like I put like, I was just on one team. So I loaded up on one team, but he got out of the damn car. He's a humanitarian. He got out of the car to see if the guy was all right. And he gets back in his own car after and his car wouldn't start. And they towed him away. So he came back. His car, they just put it on the flatbed. And they're like, you're out. Imagine that, Cam. Like, they spent a lot of money on this stuff for an F1 race. In the weekend, the research, development, training, practice. The car's worth a couple of hundred mil. And just like that, you're out in the first lap because the driver decided to get out of the car.
Not cool. Yeah.
That's not cool. What, you know what? What Cam said,
I had money on it, so trust me. It was more than not cool.
Yeah. And, but when you handicap golf, you're handicapping the course as much as you're handicapping the golfer. So I one of the reasons I went to Will, gravitated towards Zalatoris, is because this course is built for him. So I think what a lot of guys do, sometimes they just lose sight of the course and just hone in on the golfer, and that's just not the way to do it. As you know, Cam, because you're a student of the game.
It's, yeah, golf's great.
Well, he's a student of the game. He bets on it.
I prefer student of the game. Thank you, Paul. We'll keep that one.
Yeah. Am I a student of basketball? Because I'm betting on a summer. I'm a student of the game. I'm betting on the game tonight.
I like being a student of the game better than a
general. I'm not going to take it away, Cam. You're a student of the game.
I'm allowed something. Hey, I've had a lot of golf winners at 80-1 and stuff. I've had my share. I've done okay. I know we don't get all the credit for our wins, but everyone knows when we lose, Marantz. So you know that. But yeah,
student of the game. I was just a student. You mean degenerate gambler? Yeah. Student of the game. Look how Paul.
I'm definitely degenerate weasel when it comes to golf gambling.
I hear that guy's a degenerate gambler. No, he's a student of the game.
Exactly. I got something for everybody.
I like that term. Hey, for the record, hey, listen, we got baseball coming up here. I'm taking Ohtani over 7.5 strikeouts. I'm going to take the Angels to win, actually, too. I'm going to take Ohtani over 7.5 strikeouts and the Angels to win, Cam. I assume you're on the Marlins.
I'm actually not going to touch the Marlins in this game. I want to as a dog, and they're a hot team right now. They're winning. Alcantara pitched a gem last night. You know, I don't like the only problem I have with this game is I'm not worried about Ohtani. I'm worried about the Angels' bats. That's the thing. This team just doesn't hit. But I'm gonna lay off that game, Gabe. And then the other one, Cincinnati and the Mets, that's really tough too. Scherzer did all he could last night. They couldn't even get him a damn run. They lose 1-0 to Cincinnati. Cincinnati could be interest me as a big pooch tonight too. I think one of those dogs at the 6:40 Eastern games wins, Marlins or Reds.
I like the chalk. I like the Mets. Peterson, everyone talks about the high profile guys and stuff. Peterson's been great. 5-1. He's 5-1. He just had a kid. So I don't know about, he's got the, like I said, he was off his last start because his wife had a kid. So he's back. But in his last start, he tied a career high with 10 strikeouts. Before that, he had 15 strikeouts in his previous two games. So in other words, he's got 25 strikeouts in his last three starts. Peterson, KO prop tonight, guys, is 4.5. Four and a half. Another thing, too. Cincinnati are like a pretty free, you know, they swing the bat. So I like the over 4.5. I got strikeout props tonight. I'm also, I mean, how the hell am I not going to take Ohtani over 7.5 strikeouts, guys? He's got 101 strikeouts in 74 innings, only 17 walks, an average ratio, guys, of 9 inning average ratio of strikeouts, Ohtani. 12.28 strikeouts per 9 innings he averages. Guy's averaging 12 strikeouts per 9 innings, guys. He averages 2 walks per 9 innings as well. He's a better pitcher than he is hitter. Like, it really is. Like, we take him for granted how good this guy really is. Like, it's amazing. Like, nobody can do this. Like, who can do this? Like, Babe Ruth? Yeah, I mean, Babe Ruth pitched and hit in the 20s and in the 30s and stuff. Well, Babe Ruth is a good pitcher. Babe Ruth is a really good pitcher. But this is just next level with this guy. Like, absolutely next level with Ohtani. So I'm going over 7.5. Give me the Angels to win. Ohtani over 7.5 strikeouts. Mets to win. Peterson over 4.5 strikeouts. 640 baseball coming up. What do you got, Ken?
Not much. I'm actually going to lay off. I just grinded out a win with the Blue Jays right now. Really got back on track. It was a sweat job. I'm not going to force these plays. I like both dogs in these games, but I don't like them enough to bet them. I'm actually not going to be a degenerate weasel. I'm going to lay off.
Cam is putting his capital. Wow. I'm impressed, Cam. Okay.
I'm surprised.
I got a job to do, Paul. I really was really loose this week heading into the week. Me and Morenci talked about it on Monday, like riding the Blue Jays and losing money. So it's just one of those things. Like, I can't be screwing around. It's kind of like, Gabe, I don't want to go make the deposit if you get my drift. So I got to just pick my spots a little bit better. And I'm going to have tons of golf bets. So pass.
Dave Sharapan's at the Yankee game. We'll get to that later. Yankees and Pirates. Pirates. Something about this Pittsburgh Pirate team, man. They're now 7-1 in 8 games against the Dodgers and the Yankees. It's getting annoying.
It's very annoying. It's ridiculous.
Like, there's people around America and the world that just hate the Pirates. The Pirates have screwed people like 8 times because every time, you know, people bet on them. Every time people took the Dodgers. Oh, they're not going to lose to the Pirates. Oh, they're not going to lose again to the Pirates. They're not going to get swept by the Pirates. Oh, no, they can't. And then the Pirates go to L.A. like 2 weeks later. Oh, L.A. is going to kill them. Pittsburgh beat them again. And then the Yankees roll into Pittsburgh last night. And I knew it. I was like, I had my concerns. I brought it up before the game, Paul. I said, man, these guys are 6-1 against the Dodgers. Watch them beat the Yankees tonight. And then, God. And the manager even talked about how they get up for these games. It's a teaching lesson for the team to learn how to beat good teams and blah, blah, blah. I'd be worried about the Yankees tonight, guys. I'm not ready to go back to the Yankees tonight because of all this. But, Paul, what do you got for us? WNBA.
Wait. You know, can I get a baseball pick in here? Guys, okay? So,
well, I was giving these picks because they're at 640. You got a pick at 640 for us?
No, but just in case the unthinkable happens and you happen to lose these picks at 640, what I'm recommending is you head to the late game and the Dodgers Colorado. Now, I'm not advocating you take the Dodgers at this price, but they are facing Urena. They've been an under team of late, 4-6-9, 6-8-7 runs the Dodgers have scored combined with their opponent, but I think they're going to go off on Urena. Urena is a pickup. He's had limited action this year, but last year, Detroit, 42 walks in 67 innings. He's a 5-plus ERA guy. The Dodgers are going to break out tonight. But, you know, you look at this guy, Mitch White, and he's been a little bit weak of late. He's given up 11 hits in the last 8.2 innings, taken 3 losses this month. He's not been the same pitcher of late. And I think you're going to see over 5 in the first 5 innings, 4.5, 5 innings, and then you'll see over 9 for the game. So, again, Gabe, just in case the unthinkable happens and you go down early, head to the over on the Dodger game tonight. You'll see 11, 12 runs.
I love Paul. He's the only guess. He just beats us down on a regular bit in case your bets lose.
Man. It's a possibility. It could happen. I was just saying about my boy Mitch White here. Not too bad here, Paul. Last start against San Diego, 4 2/3, 1 earned run. 3 earned runs in 4 against Atlanta. No earned runs in 5 against the White Sox. 3 and against the Pirates.
How many hits against San Diego? Okay, they've been hitting them lately.
No, you're right. He has been giving up hits. He gives up hits. Yeah. I'm not going to dispute that. Yeah. 6 hits, 5 hits, 2 hits. No, I'm not disputing your pick, Paul. I'm not going to question the great Paul Bovey. Nothing but winners from Bovey. Okay, but no, I'm not questioning. I'm just saying it's funny because before, Paul, what I found interesting about this line was before Mitch White was being undervalued. Like, the Dodgers would be a shorter price, and people go, oh, Mitch White is on the hill. It's like, yeah, what do you mean? The guy that hasn't given up more than 3 earned runs in any of his starts? But obviously tonight they're on to it. -320 right now. Yeah. I was gonna say, Paul, with the Dodgers too. I don't have a problem with your total. But one thing with the Dodgers, only four times, Paul, have they won by one run this year. It's pretty insane. Consider like they're at the half.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Way point of the season right now. The Dodgers are 47-33, guys. 47-33 on the run line.
And Colorado.
And they've been favored in every game on the run line except for two.
Colorado, 12-25 on the road.
More with Bobby on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Dog days of summer, not the only dogs are underdogs that have been barking. And, of course, Underdog Fantasy. Sign up now. the underdogs.
That was good. Well played.
Thank you, Cam. I throw him a ball, right? They run.
Underdog Fantasy guy. Yeah, he's
They have some sort of – yeah. All right, so speaking of dogs, yeah, dog days. Dog days of summer. This is the coolest dog ever. This is Paul. This is in Queens. All right, your former hood. They're kicking it New York style here. It's in Queens outside a Met game. So this guy's got his dog. He's got this dog is decked out. I don't even know. It looks like the dog is running his own operation. I don't know if the dog's got a permit because the NYPD might come beat him up if he doesn't. So this dog set up outside the stadium, and you'll see here. He high fives you, but you got to pay him. And he knows. All right, here it is.
He does high five. Tell him to give you a high five. Kayla, you gotta give him $1.
Look, he won't do it.
awesome.
Yeah, he's like, look, so the girl gives him the dollar and he gives the high five, yeah? What, yeah. She comes in for a free one? He's like, no.
No. No. Hey, pay the pooch.
I like, this is amazing. Only in New York. Only in New York, the dog is like, if you pay me, I'll high five. If you don't, look, I like, he's like, no.
He won't do it unless you give him a dollar.
Wait, no.
Wow, what a smart dog.
That's awesome, amazing. Huh? I love that. Yeah, only in New great. York. Train the dog great. To know the dollar. I like that dog. Girl goes in for a free selfie. No free. It's like it's like the showgirls on the Vegas Strip. No free selfies, Paul. Cam, no, there's no free selfies.
No.
I remember I did one. We were in Vegas. I didn't even want one. I felt bad for them. They were standing there. They're like, take a picture. I was like, yeah, sure. So I give them $20. And then after they're like, well, that's it. Like I thought she goes, can I get 22? I'm like, no, it's for the both of you. I'm like, I'm not giving you $40 bucks for a camera shot here.
Exactly. Like, 20, I don't even want to do it. I gave you $20. I hate when people
you were pretty lit.
That drives. Yeah.
Because I was like, here's 20. I'm being pretty nice. Here's $20, girls. All right, take your picture. Then after she's like, what about my 20? I'm like, I'm a pretty nice guy to people on the street too. I was like, no, I was like, that's for both of you. So not 20 a piece, Paul. Was
like
I cheap or was
guy,
I right?
Dude. Yeah, well, yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
You must have been wearing your Rolex, right, Gabe?
Remember that time, Gabe, we were outside.
I don't wear a Rolex on the strip. I'm going to get robbed.
Hey, Paul, these homeless guys, too, that they used to watch me and Gabe back in the day on the big screen TV. That time. I remember he gave him like 50. I remember I walked by $20. Is that all you got? It's like, I just gave you $20. Like, it didn't have to be. You know?
No, I gave the guy $100 at Christmas. I walked out. It was Christmas. Yeah. I gave him $100. He goes, oh, come on, man. I know you make a lot of money. I see you on all the time.
$100.
That guy says to me, he goes, I know you make a lot of money. I just gave you $100 for Christmas.
$100.
Go buy a crack with, buddy. Like, and I'm not even asking you what you're going to do with it. Hey, how is this like?
Good point.
He goes, I know you make a lot of money, Marantzi, don't you? Go, come on. Is this all you can afford? It's like, what do you want me to do? Rent you an apartment?
Sorry, Mr. Gray, buddy. I always run into that guy. He's like, hey, Ken, how you doing? How's Gay? I said, hey, got money.
Because it started off, we were too nice to him. Because it started off with a $5 bill. Paul, here's a five. Because he suckered us. He suckered up to me and Ken. You guys are great. I watch you all the time. Because basically we were on in a downtown square on TV. So we were popular with homeless people. Because they would watch us, right? And it was crazy because I walked down the street and they would be like, there's the guy. And the people would be like, man, we hear your F-bombs like all over King Street, right? Because we'd be such swear all the time. Yeah. It was uncensored. So I'm dropping F-bombs. It got to the point where the city told them, you got to kill the volume. You can't have like, they put subtitles up on the screen.
Because
people imagine you're walking down the street. It's me flipping out about a Detroit to Lion game. Mother ever. And I'm like, going on. And it's on this downtown. It's on the screen. So yeah, all the homeless people would always know us, but they also know you're on TV.
Much.
So like, and there was all these bars around there and it all hang around the bar. So they'd see you coming out at like 2 a.m. and stuff too. Hey, Marantzi. It never ends, man. That's why, you know, celebrities put the hood up. Put the hood up. All right, Paul.
True.
Buy us a Rolex, Paul, with some winners here tonight. WNBA. What do you got for us?
Well, speaking of dogs, I'm going to go with the Liberty. Look, they're 8-12. They went on a little bit of a run lately. I think they're like 6-2. They started off 1-7. So they've been getting better, and the Aces have been in decline. They started off 13-2, and they now sit at 15-6. They're 3-9.
They've been struggling.
2-4 in the last six. The Liberty are 3-3. And one of those losses for the Liberty was an overtime game. They went down by 11, and I think they mailed it in the next game. It took a lot out of them, and that was their most recent 10-point loss. But you know what? The Liberty shoots a lot of threes, and the Aces give up more three-point attempts than any other team in the league. And in the last four games, the Liberty have taken between 31 to 35 three-point shots. So I feel as though if they make 12 to 13, this is going to be an easy cover. Now, the total has come down from 170 to 168. I'm not in agreement with the move, but at the very least, you're getting some value on the total. And I think it goes over, and I think the Liberty get a cover. Look, the Liberty have 16 games left on the docket. They still have aspirations of making the playoffs. They have to win these games. They're not chucking the season yet. So I think they'll be all out. It doesn't bother me that they're playing on the road. And by the way, these two teams are going to meet successively twice after this. So this is the first of three, and I'm going to take the Liberty to cover this ridiculously high spread.
Hey, Liberty have scored 80 or more, 81 or more, actually, in three of their last four games. I like Ionescu to get over 7.5 assists tonight. She's an amazing player, a great distributor of the rock, not just a scorer. I like where you're going with this, Paul, because as good as Las Vegas are, the odds makers have caught up to it. They've struggled as of late. If you look at their body of work, and in fact, they've lost four of the last six games, guys, the Las Vegas Aces.
Mm-hmm.
They lost four of the last six games, the Aces. So I agree with Paul. I think we got a live dog here, Paul. The earlier game intrigues me here, too. What's that, Paul?
I was just going to say the Aces in the last, I think, six games, 102, 85, 88, 80 in regulation, 104, they've given up. And
they don't play defense.
In the game against the Sparks where they gave up only 73, L.A. shot 7 of 23 from beyond the arc. So if you get that kind of performance out of the Liberty tonight, they'll probably cover, but I don't see that happening. The Liberty can shoot the ball from beyond the arc. So again, Not to be repetitive, I think they can get this cover as long as they make a reasonable percentage of three-point shots.
Hey, point spreads are always the equalizer, guys. The Las Vegas Aces are 15-6 straight up. New York are 8-12 straight up. Against the spread, Las Vegas, 10-11. New York, 10-10. They're actually 10-10. Las Vegas are 11-8-2 to the over. New York are 11-9 to the under. But I think this is a higher scoring game. But speaking of higher scoring games, guys, this is the one here with Washington and Atlanta. Washington and Atlanta. And the Mystics are a pretty big under team, 15-8 to the under in their 23 games. They're 13-10. They're a pretty good team. They're 14-9 against the spread on the season. But the Atlanta Dream, 10-11 straight up, 12-9 ATS on the season, 11-10 to the over. But what I noticed about this, Paul, is to me the total just feels a little light here. I think it's up to 157.5 right now, but we got it up 156.5, whatever. Feels a little light, Paul. What's your take on this? When you look at this number, and the fact is, both these teams have started to score more recently. Both these teams are 4-1 to the over in their last five games. And we got a $156.5 on the table here, Paul. What's your opinion on the total of the Mystics and Dream?
$156 or less in the WNBA this year, 12-4 to the over. Now, I did watch this game a couple of weeks ago.
Listen to this guy, Kim. He's banging it off. See how many people are going to know 12-4 to the over or 156?
Right up. Exactly. Yeah. That's a stat.
I will tell you this. In the first half, I watched that game. Atlanta was just, they were overwhelmed. But if you look at the game, as I recall, Washington went 15-25 from beyond the arc, and Atlanta.
Yeah, they sailed over, Paul, actually. 92-74, Washington rolled them.
A lot of garbage at the end. Atlanta was equally as bad to how Washington was good. They went 5-20, if I'm not mistaken, from three-point. But Washington was a much better team. So I don't know what's going to happen in the entire game, but all I could say is Washington was dominant in the first half when it counted a few games back.
I'm pulling the trigger on the over. I'm taking the over in any Washington-Atlanta game. I'll take the over in the New York-Las Vegas game, and I will take the New York Liberty plus the double-digit points. Cam, what are you doing in the WNBA tonight?
I like the Liberty. I'd worry about Atlanta maybe as a home dog. I know the Mystics are better. The Chicago Sky actually lost to the Minnesota Lynx in the really early afternoon game, the first of three today. It looks like the home dogs are barking. But I'm going to ride Paul's New York Liberty. I think that's way too many points. We're getting 11.5 with the Liberty. I'm in. I think, you know, I almost want to take a sprinkle on the money line. That might be a little bit crazy, but like that's a lot of points. So I'll definitely take the spread.
I love when Cam sprinkles. I look forward to the sprinkles.
He sprinkles a lot. That's his nickname. Yeah, Cam the Sprinkler Stewart. Sprinkler Stewart. That's his new name. Sprinkler Stewart.
No, yeah, my lawn is saturated.
Cam's daily sprinkle. Perfect. You know, if I think I'm going to trademark that domain name. Cam's daily.
We've got a lot. Cam's daily sprinkle. Cam's scrap heap pick of the night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my
trash heap.
Yeah.
The sewage pick trash.
We got Baltimore and Texas scrap. Coming up, Gabe. Yeah, scrappy.
No, hey. No. Those are the number one and number two teams in the major leagues against the run line. Got to show some respect to the Rangers in the world. Yeah, I said it last night.
Good call.
I said basically, Cam, whoever you're getting a run and a half with in this, you just take it. Both these teams always lose by one run. It's amazing. Look at the game they played last night. Just tied all night back and forth by one. I'm not kidding, Paul. It is crazy. Little known fact. People don't realize it. But the Baltimore Orioles, Paul, 51-31 this year. Plus 1.5 runs on the run line.
Wow.
51-31. That's a 62.2% clip for Baltimore. Number one. Number one in the league. Number two, Texas Rangers. Number three, the Dodgers. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Baltimore and Texas are right there with the Dodgers when it comes to making money, baby.
All right. That's what it's about.
Not a lot of enthusiasm there, Bovey. Just trying to help you out.
That,
you know?
That one went pretty flat. Yeah.
just try to help you, Paul.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books.
Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Take the BC Lions on Saturday. See ya, Paul.
Already bet them. Get them in early.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. We're on the clock. We've got more baseball action coming up here, as well as NBA Summer League. Let's take the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder! They got it done for us last night. We're going to roll it over once again with these guys. Chet Holmgren absolutely lit it up. Can he follow this up? I think he can. And this is one of these deals. The hype will really grow if he can do it again tonight. Last night, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 6 blocks. He had 13 points in the first quarter alone. Memphis are a good summer league team, but they were in a real battle last night. And now they get an Oklahoma City Thunder team that rolled and won easily. I think Chet Holmgren is once again the difference maker. Let me get this in here. 3 digits. Let's go. Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm going to Thunder money line, Cam. I'm not going to play around. It actually just went up to 3.5, too, from the 3.
Yeah, I like the Thunder as well. I think, and I agree with everything you said. I love Holmgren with the 6 blocks in his interview last night. He looked big team guy. I like the whole damn chemistry of the way they played. They smoked Utah. I agree with you. In baseball, Morenci, I got a parlay with the Yankees and the Houston Astros. It's to plus money, plus 101. And I like the Baltimore Orioles in our game. We talked about the teams that cover run lines. I like Watkins tonight in the Orioles. Small dogs. Minus 104 versus the Texas Rangers tonight. That's my early action.
I'm going to take the Philadelphia Phillies parlayed with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Nationals are terrible. You know, the Nationals are 6-29 on the season against division opponents. They played 35 Horrible. Games against NL East teams. They've only won 6 of them. Philadelphia are 21-9 since they fired Girardi and Thompson took over. It's amazing to keep winning even though they have all these injuries right now, but so do Washington. So let's parlay. It's minus 112. The Philadelphia Phillies and the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Red Sox minor league pitcher of the year actually makes his Major League Baseball debut tonight. Bello. I'm rolling the dice with this kid at over 4.5 strikeouts. I like pitchers when they make their first start. The hitters don't really know his stuff. So I'm going to go Bello over 4.5 strikeouts. We'll have more baseball picks on the other side. And the Oklahoma City Thunder money line. Let's get it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.